Today is National Dr. Seuss Day.
Celebrate him and the love of reading. It's also National Read Across America Day.
I am Sam.
Today it's Dr. Seuss Day, also known as Read Across America Day.
Sam, I am.
March 2nd.
Do you like green eggs and ham?
I do not like them, Sam, I am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Happy birthday, Dr. Seuss. It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
You a big Seuss person?
I am. Do you like green eggs and ham, Tom?
No.
Morgan?
But I am without green eggs and ham. Let's do a show.
The best songs on the radio.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Everything cool with you now? Because the last couple days have been a total disaster. I was thinking of coming up with a new feature on the show called Karina's Corner, where she just talks about the hot messes in her life.
I told you when I met you, I was a hot mess. And you're like, no. Yeah, I am.
The weirdest things happen to you. Okay, welcome to PennDOT. You still don't have your license plate swapped over. It's going to take weeks.
I went to the tag place, and then I have to, because I still have a year to pay on my car, I have to fill out a paper, and then she proceeds to tell me that, I said, will this come back later today? She's like, no, it takes like 3 weeks. I'm like,
welcome to Pennsylvania. I mean, it's like,
the saga continues.
When you live in Pennsylvania, if they want something from you, you better damn well have it tomorrow. If you need something from them, it's going to take a while. All right, so you learn there. But you were doing some stuff on your laptop and it crashed.
Mm-hmm.
That was the other hot mess?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that now?
No, I'm not. I'm very pissed. In fact, suffice it to say, I think of myself as a pretty smart lady, but I fell for a scam. I'm very bitter about it right now because let's just say somebody non-American took me for a ride, and I should have known. Like, all of a sudden, my laptop, the alarm started going off saying we detected a Trojan virus. It was all through Windows. It made it look very, legit.
Yeah.
And I don't do a whole lot of work on the laptop. Detected a Trojan, please call this number, get some help. And I did, and he was, very legit, and little do I know, he's in there trying to help me and pointing out where the virus is. He's like, this website here you were on, he was very friendly, And then he starts telling me about the price to fix it all. You want
to
charge to help, I get it, but then it got a little ridiculous, and I'm like, dude, there's a lot of background noise in, where you're at. And he's like, well, there's like 1,000 of us in this building trying to help people just like you. And I'm like,
trying to help people.
Yeah, and I was like, can I bring somebody in on this call? And he's like, ma'am, if that makes you feel better. And I'm like, it does. And then he gave me this direct 9, and it was all good. And I said, well, let me give you a call back. Turn the computer off now.
Wherever you work, if this is going to happen to you, ladies and gentlemen, go to your own IT guy. Don't let some random dude in the back door.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem. All right, whatever kind of virus, Trojan virus. I'll tell you what, if someone wheels a very large Trojan horse up your driveway today, don't go to sleep because somebody's coming out of there when the sun goes down. All right. For you Monty Python fans, it'll be a rabbit.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Kimmel is coming up, and guess what? Here's the latest sanction on Russia. No Batman.
If all that banking didn't do it, Batman will.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker. Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
Hollywood is taking action. Warner Brothers has decided that the new Batman movie will not be shown in Russia. You're going to invade Ukraine? Okay, you're not getting Batman. Disney and Paramount have also pulled their upcoming films. If that doesn't work, Universal is threatening to re-release the movie Cats in Moscow.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Happy birthday to the Egg McMuffin.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad or Cheese Prater.
The McDonald's Egg McMuffin.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
McDonald's is calling March 2nd National Egg McMuffin Day.
There's more in the middle of an Egg McMuffin than an egg in the middle of a muffin.
Egg McMuffin.
Toasted English muffin, egg, Canadian bacon, and melted American cheese.
Egg McMuffin. Egg McMuffin.
Remember back in 1971 when McDonald's introduced the McMuffin, the big thing was nobody could pronounce it. What? Mick Muffin. How hard could it be? But that was their sales pitch. That's why that guy sounds like the president there a little bit. With Egg McMuffin.
I've tried to make eggs look like theirs at home, and it never seems to work out right.
Yeah, there's probably a reason for that, too. But anyway, so happy birthday to the Egg McMuffin. 51 years old today.
Wow. The big 5-1. Who knew?
Last one I ate tasted like it was 51.
Stop it! 94.1
Two things in the news today I don't know if I even want to talk about. Maybe we just let Mark and Rob take care of it. The State of the Union address, get on your Facebook page today. All you see is hate. Can we please stop the hate? Even if you don't like the president, respect the position. There's a war going on. There's a global thing. Can you just stop the hate? And then there's Rob's story. There's not going to be any baseball. I don't know what upsets me more.
No, I almost texted you last night, but I didn't want to ruin your night.
There's not going to be an opening day. I might need to take some PTO. I know you don't know this about me, but baseball is very important.
No, I do know that. That's why I almost texted you last night. But I figured you already had the news.
No baseball.
There's no crying in baseball.
The world is going down the toilet, and we still want to complain about whether we're red or blue. What the hell is going on? I need a break.
94KX.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Oh, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
So it's root for the TV networks who want all the money. And then the players are greedy too. I'm so depressed I could cry because there's no ball game.
You just make that up.
Yeah, it just came off the top of my head.
You're good.
I am so upset about this.
Are you okay?
I need baseball. The country's a hot mess. The pandemic is finally going away.
It's all going to hell.
Politics is politics. The red hates the blue. The blue hates the red. I want some baseball where the Yankees hate the Red Sox and vice versa.
I was going to say, speaking of red, your Sox, your Red Sox.
I don't know, man. I am so upset about this. I know you ladies don't care. You know, Karina, you probably don't care either.
I actually like baseball. I mean, I'm not aficionado like you, but I do like going to a baseball game. Everywhere I've lived, I've went to like the minor league.
I'll take you to a Crosscutters game out in Billtown.
I'm
going
to hold you to that.
We'll go to Williamsport.
You're from Wilkes-Barre, but you won't.
No, I'm not going to a Yankees game unless someone drags me there. Red Sox fan, no baseball, very upset.
I'm sorry. Do you need to take a grievance day or?
Yeah, probably. I'm going to need a PTO. I just like saying those letters.
What? PDO, PTO. I don't know. It just means you're burning a day on the dime.
That's right. You call it PDO, personal day off. That seems to make more sense because we here at SBC Media call it PTO, which is personal time off. It could be a month. Hey, I need a little PTO. How much? Oh, you'll find out.
WQKX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
All right, if you have a dead man's curve in your neighborhood, and there is one in almost every town in the world, if you're driving a big tractor trailer full of gunk, you should kind of be careful on that curve.
Well, there are signs of progress here at Dead Man's Curve, but the road is still unfortunately closed more than 5 hours after this started. 40,000 pounds of chicken fat just spilled all over the road here when an 18-wheeler overturned.
Right, it turns out it was 45,000 pounds of chicken fat. But should they put labels on those trucks telling you what's inside the tank?
I don't know, but I drove through there all the time when I would come up from the south. But I will say that years before that, there was a truck with chickens that overturned in the same spot, so.
We have our own here in Shamokin Dam right before you get to what used to be the traffic circle. This tractor trailer's rolling in the river all the time.
Would that be Ted's Landing?
Yeah, Ted already landed and so did the truck. And
for every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Coming up, the good news. Another animal story that will just touch your heart. Listen to this guy.
I was splashing in the water, so we both ran over here, and I jumped into water. Only his head was above the water.
A guy walking by sees a guy in a wheelchair in the water, and his dog is trying to save him.
Weatherman's best friend.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
That story, and locally, Karina, we're getting a fish ladder.
Ah, my dad's so excited.
It's going to be in the Faber Dam. Stand by.
Best songs on the radio.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
I love babies, but I also love dogs, and they are pretty amazing. And this dog helped save an 81-year-old from drowning.
I tried to back around to get out of it. It went straight back instead, and right down the embankment and dumped me right in the water.
The dog was splashing in the water, so we both ran over here, and I jumped into the water. Only his head was above the water.
I gave her a treat.
I love panting.
Her. I love her. I gave her a treat.
Oh, my gosh.
She saved his life.
You need to give her a lot of treats.
That's good news. Hey, good news. Locally, we're going to get a fish ladder on the Faber Dam.
What's a fish ladder?
Funny you should ask, but the park ranger is excited about this fish ladder.
It's actually going to be one of the largest nature-like fish ways, I believe, in the world, at least on the East Coast. And the Susquehanna River watershed, that's the biggest watershed on the East Coast in the United States. So it's about time to see this project finally come together.
That's Shikellamy State Park manager Andrew Leidig. He was on WKOK yesterday talking about that fish ladder. It helps the fish move around. It's going to be good for fishing, and people sooner or later are going to be able to go see the fish in the fish ladder. That's kind of cool.
So it's like the bypass on 15, basically, for fish.
It's a fish bypass. That's one way to put it. Hey, Airbnb has announced that they are launching housing for 100,000 Ukrainian refugees in Eastern Europe. Now that's good news.
Absolutely.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
If your local group has some good news, you get it to Mark Lawrence, and he gets it to us.
And then we share all the good news. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, we got a double dose this hour. Jimmy Fallon talks about the U.S. versus Russia in a different kind of way. And we're going to drop some Seth in talking about questioning Putin's sanity.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Meanwhile, NASA said that despite the war, U.S. and Russian astronauts are still working together on the International Space Station. It's not great, though. Today, one astronaut was like,
Houston, things are awkward.
New York Times published a report that U.S. officials are currently debating Russian President Vladimir Putin's grip on reality. In related news, Putin just ordered troops into Hogwarts.
Almost as big as Bruce Springsteen would be our birthday boy today.
My favorite Bon Jovi song. It's my life. Oh! Anchovy! Oh, Bon Jovi, I mean, sorry. Ooh, they're all great songs, honestly.
Remember the movie theater drive-in video? Yes.
Oh. Do you like his short hair now or his long hair from back in the day?
But like the long hair, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to ask you. I can't ask Tom. He'd be like, I don't care.
I actually prefer the long hair.
Oh, look.
Did you? Oh, okay.
I might be trying to look like Bon Jovi right now. I'm failing miserably at it, but anyway.
Salt and pepper.
John Francis Bon Jovi. Yeah,
yeah,
he's 60 years old today.
He is.
He's almost as old as Lynn Hall.
But he'll never be as old as I am.
He's almost as old as Lynn Hall. Go ahead, fire back.
Wow. But you are.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah. Becky G is 25 years old today. I have shoes older than her. But who is she? She's the Yellow Power Ranger.
No.
Would have never known that one.
No, me either.
Well, yeah. If you had little kids.
Yeah, my son used to watch it. Yeah, yeah.
But now there's even newer Power Rangers. They never go away.
They don't, no. Yeah. They just keep coming back.
A guy who did go away for many reasons, Reggie Bush, a retired NFL running back, is 37 years old today. He won the Heisman Trophy in college right away in the NFL with the New Orleans Saints. Uh-huh. He won the Super Bowl, and then he lost his Heisman Trophy.
Oh my goodness.
Somebody who we love on the football side, Ben Roethlisberger, 4 years old today.
Okay.
There you go, you Steeler fans.
All right.
And in music, besides John Biol, say his name
again.
Bon Jovi. Which in French means good coffee.
Yes, it does.
I just made that up. Chris Martin of Coldplay is 45 years old
today. Okay. All right.
So just for you ladies, we're just going to do more. No, we're not going to do Coldplay. No.
It's your day, baby. I know you love him.
I
need a cold shower.
Stop.
I'll get you a cold drink of water now.
Thanks. I'll get you one, too.
Thank you.
Those are the big-time celebs. Let's take a look at the locals. What do we call them?
We call birthday buddies.
Yeah, happy birthday, Amy Dunkelberger. She's 47 years old today.
Andrea Tufo from Lewisburg is 46. Happy birthday.
Cindy Cullison's from Milmont. She's 63 today.
Danielle Haney from Watsontown, 37. Skip over that one.
Skip over that
one. Don't do
just
the joke one.
Go away. No.
Thank you, Drew. Gail Harris is 67. Happy birthday.
Let yours go away. Don't even talk. Greg Milinovich from Sunbury is 46. Happy birthday, Greg.
Jill Mitchell, 38 today.
I feel like we're throwing the new girl under the bus. John Gress from Norrie is the big 40. Happy birthday.
Karen Brouse from Elysburg, 49 today.
Marianne Reichert is 67.
Raymond Frederick from Dalmatia is the big 50. Nifty 50. Happy birthday.
Rich Meese is from Milmont. He's 49 today.
Scott Young, the big 94 cash listener, 56 years old today. Anybody on the Book of Faces?
Nada.
Book of Faces.
Zilch. Nothing. Nada. And, nothing.
Nothing on the Ford.
Hello. Hello.
No emails.
There.
No texting. No nothing.
No.
But okay. Those are all ways you can get a hold of us.
Indeed.
Because every day at this time, you can be...
Birthday buddy. WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Virtual comedy is on the way, and I'm going to say two words. Weed and farts.
Yay.
Brighter than the sun.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
I don't even know if you have to look for these later, but you can if you wish. You know those little cameras you have all through your house if you're one of them security geeks? Well, you have to keep in mind, they record you all the time, even around the dinner table. Now, I said dinner table. That wasn't somebody firing up a motorcycle in the garage. That was flatulence. You can look it up later, but it's just the shot. Like, the video is taken from a camera in the corner of the room, and somebody's letting one go right there.
Somebody needs to check their underwear.
Somebody needs to check their diet so that doesn't happen ever again.
Eat some roughage.
There was roughage might make it worse. I don't know. Anyway, that is viral comedy number one.
Well, you know, we love to eat cookies and brownies, and sometimes somebody sneaked a little something in there, and it made Mama a little different.
How many of those have you had?
A couple.
What? How many exactly have you had?
Three. I taste a bit weird, though.
Three?
Three cookies? Or brownies?
Drugs. Why is there drugs in them?
She seems a little happy, Karina. Oh, now we're giggling.
See, I laugh a lot. Maybe people think I'm high all the time.
That's a possibility. But hey. Stop it, Mom. Here's a lesson if you kids are going to make those brownies.
You know, warn somebody.
Yeah. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
I'd like to see my mom on that.
Stop it.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, still to come. Mark Lawrence tipped us off on this. Something funny happened on Wheel of Fortune last night. The puzzle was as easy as could be, and the three goof bags still couldn't figure it out.
I'm starting to question humanity at this point.
It's coming up.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Thank you to Mark Lawrence for pointing this one out to us. I don't watch Wheel of Fortune. Actually, I don't watch Jeopardy. Actually, I don't watch anything. I'm so PO'd that baseball could be delayed, okay? Mm. But anyway, our Wheel of Fortune last night.
It was an and there it is moment.
All three contestants couldn't figure out the puzzle. We won't tell you who's coming up next as guests.
No.
But right now, people.
We don't want that to be tied in.
Feather in your
cap.
Oh, you guys are so smart.
You guys should have been on Wheel of Fortune last night. Listen how it went down.
I'll buy a bell.
Okay.
An O.
Two O's.
Okay, we're getting there.
Another feather in your hat.
That was close. I mean,
no, that's not it.
H-A-T. That's not the cliche, but... Okay, next try.
650.
G.
No G.
Dude, where are you going? Another feather in your neck?
Call it macaroni, people.
Uh-oh, the bankrupt concert. Lori, I have another shot at it.
Well, you're bankrupt, bud, so you're done.
I'll solve.
Okay.
Another feather in your lap.
All of the feather is moving around. Christopher.
I love Pat. He's so sweet.
Okay, we got to go to the news. Can somebody please solve this?
D.
No. Thomas.
A B?
Laura, you have another opportunity here. You can spin.
Okay, Laura. Let's
go ahead and spin if you don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and spin.
Yeah, don't get buzzed out here.
Oh, she's going to spin because she needs another
one. Oh, Lord.
Well, what letter would you like?
A P?
Yes, there's a P.
Now?
Another feather in your map?
A feather in your nap? What the hell are you talking about?
So what letter would you like?
A C.
Is there a C up there anywhere? There you go. You want to solve this?
Yeah, I'll solve. Another feather in your cap.
There you go. That's the way it went last night, and it is being listed. It has gone viral. The worst segment of Wheel of Fortune ever.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
All right, we're going to talk about Sunbury's celebration coming up. I'm going to give you two numbers, and you have to guess the third one. 250. Yeah, Sunbury 250.
You're not going to make me say the whole thing?
No, you don't have to solve the whole puzzle. You're good. It's on the way next after the news.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
We're going to mic up downtown Sunbury because the semi-quincentennial is coming, and I say that, and then usually one of my cap teeth comes out. But some people could say it. Some people can't. Go, Karina. Ready? Say it. We have our good friend Slade Schreck and Jody Ocker with us, and Slade just admitted behind the scenes here that he has a hard time saying it, but Jody, whoo, she just throws it right out there.
Rattles it right off. Go ahead. Do it.
Semi-quincentennial.
Boom!
Gosh.
Can we record that and play it every time we're supposed to say
we'll
it?
We'll just press the Jody button.
I'll call it the Jody button, okay?
Or be like me and just say 250th celebration.
Thank there you. Go. Yeah. See, we need the cliff notes.
Just hashtag Sunbury 250.
Jody, there's something special coming up, and it has to do with those two coins you have in your hand?
We are going to have lots of free and fun activities and free entertainment during the Sunbury 250 celebration.
Yes.
But we need to pay for it. The committee needs to raise the money to pay for it. So one of the things we have is we're asking people to make donations.
Okay.
And if somebody is generous and donates $100, they become an official member of the Sunbury Centennials, which is this
that's
coin right
centennial.
Here.
Centennial, okay. That's
because
nice
it's also
coin.
the 100th anniversary of the city of Sunbury. City of Sunbury became active as a city in 1922.
Okay.
So, and then all the rights and privileges there too, which... Mm-hmm. We're making up as we go along, but there'll be some nice perks. And then if someone is so generous to donate at the $250 level, they become a member of the Sunbury 250. All the rights and privileges there too. We'll give you a coin. The coins are numbered limited edition. There are only 100 of the centennial coins, and there are only 250 of the 250 coins.
So that makes sense. Easy to remember, people. 100 of the centennials, 250 of the 250s. So
they're heavy, too. They're very official looking.
And
very
they good. Are. Nice coins.
And they're the coins for Sunbury Broadcasting. We brought them along today to get a picture as we present them to Sunbury Broadcasting.
Well, thank you. Now, Jody, like you mentioned, the money from these coins is going to entertainment, right?
Yeah, so Slade, sounds like you maybe have a little insight onto the great entertainment expect.
Yeah, we have some really good stuff lined up already, but the on Wednesday, July 6th, mark your calendars, Wednesday, July 6th, the main stage that evening, Sunbury Broadcasting Stage, actually.
I like the name,
At 6 o'clock, the opening band will be Kinsey.
I went to school with them. Hi, Josh Krebs.
And the main band will be a band from out Spyglass, Tusk. Fleetwood Mac Tribute Band.
Wow, and they packed the house at Spyglass.
Yes, yes. And so they'll be playing along the river. That's free. Wow. That's F-R-E-E free.
All right. Are you still stuck in the Wheel of Fortune thing? That's F-R-E-E Free.
Free.
That's great. Anything else going on? Because this is a boatload already. I mean, you got the
Ferris
coins.
Wheel.
What? There will be a 60-foot Ferris wheel on Market Street in Sunbury, right where the Wises is. So when you go up that 60 feet in the air, you're going to be able to see the river, the whole town, everything. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Man. July 4th. Through the 7th.
So we just got an exclusive right here.
It's really moving fast and furious now.
All right, so quickly, how do we get the coins now?
A couple of ways. One, the easiest way is www.sunbury250.com/fundraising. Mm-hmm. Takes you to the page. You can donate with credit card, or you can stop by the city clerk's office, 225 Market Street, and you can pay by check. We'll get you on the list. You can request a specific number, and if we have it, you've got it. But if somebody's already taken it, too bad. So get your choice in there quickly.
Jody Slade, thanks for coming in, guys.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, as the war continues, I read that 12 Russian diplomats were expelled from the U.S. and sent back to Russia after being accused of spying. The U.S. knew they made the right move when 8 Russians and 4 office plants got up and left for the airport.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started. Let's be happy. There are 10 happy cities in the country, and there are 10 not-so-happy cities. You're a happy girl. Karina, you go.
All right. Fremont, California, Columbia, Maryland, San Francisco, San Jose, California, Irvine, California. Apparently, that's the place to be. Yeah. Madison, Wisconsin, huh? Seattle, Overland Park, Kansas, and Huntington Beach, California, and also San Diego. So apparently there's a lot of happy people in California.
Yeah, well, let's go to Detroit. They're always sad. Also on the list, Gulfport, Mississippi, Memphis, Huntington, West Virginia, Montgomery, Alabama, Cleveland. Well, yeah.
Augusta, Georgia. Rock.
Augusta, Georgia, and Fort Smith, Arkansas? All right, I'm looking at the list, and I'm happy to say that I don't see Pennsylvania in any of the sad cities.
Or the happy ones.
Okay, is your glass half full or half empty?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Do we have a new keyword in the Heatwave giveaway? I think we do. Should we talk about it?
We will. Coming up next, it's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Jimmy Fallon with a parting shot. Pros and cons of saying goodbye to COVID.
Pro, you can finally get back to doing what you really want to do. Con, canceling plans, you can binge watch Euphoria. Pro, odds are you probably won't catch COVID at Mardi Gras. Con, but you will catch something. I mean, just
careful. Play safe.
Pro, now there's no reason why you can't make it to your friend's destination wedding. Con, now there's no reason why you can't make it to your friend's destination wedding.
Not me.
Pro, getting to go to concerts again. Con, having to watch them through the phone of the person in front of you.
Down in front.
Pro, spending 2 weeks on a road trip. Con, spending 2 months' salary on gas. Yeah, well. Ouch. Pro, getting to see your entire extended family in person for the first time in years. Con, immediately thinking this could have been a Zoom. There you go.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.